Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. The Spirit of God, there is Ruach Elohim. He's the blast of God is the breath of God, is the wind of God. The Lord is that spirit. He is God, Ruach Elohim, and we welcome him here. your name be praised. When we come in your name, you are right within us, Emmanuel. Your name be praised. You are God.
For as long as it lasts, faithful is he that promised, and it shall come to pass. If God be for us, then who can stand against? The God who spoke all the earth into form, he said, let there be light, let it be bright, let there be day, let there be night. Out of the sound of his voice, birds, fish, and trees did come. The mountains, they melt like wax. The hills skip like young cows at the sound of the voice of the God that we serve. Our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Beside thee, O Lord, we have no
God of time. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. His grace and peace be multiplied. Jesus' grace and peace be multiplied unto you, unto us. Hallelujah. In his name. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, hallelujah. We bless you and we thank you, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your holy and your glorious name. Hallelujah. There is no one greater than you. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. Lord, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. You kept watch over us as we slept. You woke us up this morning. Lord, you've never left us and you will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. We bless your name. All your promises are yes and amen. And we stand on your word and your promises in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We bless your name, O God. We honor you, O God. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. I have no other God but you. Hallelujah. You are the CEO of the universe. You are the creator. The breath that I breathe is yours. All powers belong to you, Almighty God. And so, Father, we have gathered together in the name of your Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your word says when two or three are gathered together in your midst, you are right there with us in your midst, in your name, oh God. You are right here with us. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you this morning to take preeminence in this service. Have your way. Let the word that God wants to speak to us come through this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, empty me of me and fill me up, Holy Ghost. Let your word come in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, let us hear what thou says, the Lord. Open our ears to be attentive, oh God, to what you're speaking, to not only listen, but that this word, this seed be rooted in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, deeply rooted, that when the storms of life come, they will not be shaken by the storms, will not be uprooted by the storms, because it's rooted in us. And Father God, that word that you give us is watered by the river of living water. And so, God, that produce fruit in its season. Oh, Father, we thank you for the roots of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the roots of Jesus. Hallelujah. Uriah, my son, the enemy came to cut down the tree. Uriah, my son, the root is deeply planted. And Uriah, my, and that tree will not be cut down in the name of Jesus, because that tree bears the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The cherubims are there. Hallelujah. God's word will prevail. Hallelujah. And so this morning we come tonight, throne of unto us, O God, we have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you. Hallelujah. For mercy. Hallelujah. Have mercy, 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 mercy upon our children. In the name of Jesus, mercy upon Al, mercy upon Ricky, mercy upon Chris, mercy upon our children, Nina's children. Hallelujah. Have mercy upon our grandbabies. Have mercy, oh God, upon our great-grands. Have mercy, oh God, upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews, oh God. Uriah Masateriako, have mercy upon me, oh God. Your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Oh God, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Oh God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Release the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. We soak our wombs in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Every community that we live in, we cover with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandbabies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, God, I soak our dwelling place. The blood of Jesus. I soak him in the blood. I soak him in the blood of Jesus. I soak Ricky's dwelling place in the blood of Jesus. I soak him in the blood. I soak Ricky's dwelling place in the blood of Jesus. I soak her in the blood. I soak her children in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Every one of my grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. I soak Tina in the blood of Jesus. I soak her dwelling place in the blood of Jesus. Mandeka in the blood of Jesus. Yekuria Masa Dekaye. The blood, the blood, the blood. I soak my husband in the blood of Jesus. Uriya Sandereko. Everyone under the sound of my voice, the blood of Jesus. Your dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Everything that you do today in the blood of Jesus. I soak this day in the blood of Jesus. All God's promises spoken over our lives will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus wipe away every evil, negative plan of the enemy. The blood of Jesus destroy every satanic calendar against our lives, against our destiny. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost of Almighty God shall prevail in the name of Jesus. So this morning I soak every cell, I soak every tissue, I soak every organ and system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. I soak our belief system, Oriya Masa, in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Uriya Masa Dekayase. The blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Every cell in our bodies, soak in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue in our bodies, soak, 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 soak in the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Yeshua, Hamashiach, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Yekuria Masande, everyone under the sound of our voice, we put the arm on our hearts, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us, protecting us, and doing your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father God, send your holy angels to be with our children and our grandchildren, guiding and protecting them from every form of evil, oh God. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let there be light in our lives, in the life of our children, in the life of our spouses, in our situation. Holy Ghost, move, move in our situation. Let your light shine. Let the light of God shine. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, but you are strong, oh God. You are strong. We move in the strength. We move in the power of your Holy Ghost. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. When the enemy comes against us like a flood, the Spirit of God raise up standards against the enemy. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he, greater is he, greater is he, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things. I can do not some things, but all things who to Christ who strengthened me. The Lord is my shepherd. What am I saying? I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh, yes, he restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil. Oh, Lord, my cup runneth over. Surely, 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 his goodness, surely his mercy, surely his goodness and mercy, surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. The Lord is the light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Oh, God, I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your covenant blessings. Thank you, Lord, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord, that your goodness and your mercy follow us all the days of our life. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, your God, for all your promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. So we thank you. We bless your name. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you for the fresh oil. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all glory, all honor, and adoration. Hallelujah.
Conference recording started.
We pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining in this morning. I welcome you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is a time to just put on your garment of praise. Hallelujah. And begin to praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Romans 10:17. The Bible says, so that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of faith. And God just shifted me to this scripture this morning, because he gave me a prophetic word which I posted on Facebook. And I don't know who this word is for. It could be for any one of us, including myself. Because most times when God gave a word, he always speaks to the person who's bringing the word first. Hallelujah. So faith cometh by what? Hearing. And what are you hearing? By the word of God. The word of God. Hallelujah. So if faith comes by hearing the word of God, fear, let's use the opposite, fear will come by hearing and listening to the voice of Satan. Faith comes by hearing. You see, everything the enemy does, so he comes and he wants to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Hallelujah. But you got to be discerning of the voice. We have to be discerning, my brothers and sisters, about the voice that we are listening to. Hallelujah. And we got, who voice are we listening to? You got to be very, very concerned. Discerning. I'm sorry. The word is discerning about the voice that you listen to. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for what? For steal. He comes to kill and to destroy. Who is this thief? This thief is the devil. Kills what you hear. He comes to release. When God has released a promise in your life, he comes to take it away. He comes to destroy your belief. He comes to destroy your faith. He comes to steal, to kill you, and to destroy you. Because once he can steal what word that you're listening to, how he steals it, he gets you distracted. How he steals it, he gets you to listen to negativity. How he steals it, you become discouraged and you do not remember what God spoke over your life. And let me say this to you. Satan will use anyone to speak to you. Anyone, whether it's your family member, whether it's your children, whether it's your best friend, whether it's your sibling. Sometimes he even used the so-called man and woman of God. Hallelujah. He comes to destroy your belief system in the word of God. So he will use somebody that you believe, you will believe. He doesn't just come. The demon got to look for somebody to use. Just like God uses us as his vessel. I told you that Satan is a copycat. Just as God uses us as a vessel, Satan finds a man or woman to use as a vessel. Because he wants to destroy, to steal, He wants to kill you, and he wants to destroy you. So any means necessary, he's a dirty fighter, so he will use any means necessary. Once he can destroy your belief system, he's got to you. Once he can destroy your belief system, he got to you. So whose voice are you listening to? Whose voice are you listening to? It could be even if your child come and say something, and you know it's not in alignment with the word that God has spoken over your life, you rebuke that word, and you do not receive the word. Hallelujah. Whoever speaks those negative words, you rebuke it. You, because it's Satan. You remember, he used the word. Jesus had to rebuke Peter. Hallelujah. Jesus rebuked what? He rebuked Peter. Hallelujah. What did he say in Mark 8? 33. Let's look at the scripture. This man said, frankly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But Jesus, turning, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan, for you do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. Oh, man, let's look at it. Let's look at it. And Peter was a disciple. So even a man who is a disciple can come and say things to you that's not in alignment with the word of God. My brothers and sisters, that's why it's good to know the word. The word of God. Hallelujah. To know the word of God. To be fooled. To be dissuaded. Because this is what the enemy does. He will use anybody. Hallelujah. Let's read it. Mark 8, 31. And Jesus, he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. And he spake that saying openly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. You see, look who took him. Peter, his disciples. You see, Peter that had a walk on water. Peter took who? How can you take Jesus and begin to rebuke Jesus? Oh, my God, that's a sermon by itself. Jesus, the creator, Jesus, the Son of God, God who let be God himself, Jesus, Peter, little Peter, the disciple of Jesus Christ, as you take it, how can you take a teacher and go rebuke your teacher? Your teacher is telling you, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Then you got the nerve and the audacity to get the rabbi, the teacher, take him aside and rebuke your teacher. This is what's happening. The disciples now taking the teacher and rebuke it. Oh, I'm not even going to go that way this morning. It amazes me. Peter took Jesus and began to rebuke him. Who is Peter? That's the nurse. That's the assistant. So let me tell you, Satan will use anybody. Satan will use anybody if he can use Peter. He can use anybody, pastor, apostle, preacher, teacher, anybody. He can use. That's why you, as an individual, are to be discerning. You have to carry the Spirit of God and know the Word of God. Hallelujah. But we use anybody. Read it. for yourself. Mark 31, Mark 8, 31 and 32. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. And when he had turned about, Jesus turned, and looked on his disciples. Jesus said, who is this? He rebuked Peter, saying, because you know what? Kuyus. So Peter was a vessel that the enemy could use at that time. There was an opening. And then Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou serve not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. Get thee behind. He didn't even say get thee behind. He rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan. He knew the spirit that was speaking through Peter. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying to you, Jesus was not even going to receive Peter, what Peter was saying. Hallelujah. Because the devil was using Peter. The devil will use people to say things. But it can't be Prophet John. Yes, Prophet George is a human being. He can have an opening. Amen. And the devil will use your children. He will use your sister, your brother, your sister. Anybody can use tools to dismiss the devices, to be ignorant of his devices. But the devil, he will use anybody to mess your belief system. Who am I speaking to this morning? Am I speaking to myself alone? Hallelujah. And if I'm just speaking to myself, I'm encouraged by speaking to myself. Not me, but the Holy Spirit speaking through me to me. If you're not listening, this word, I receive it in my spirit. Hallelujah. Do not listen to the counsel of the ungodly, apart from the enemy using the bishop decides. Hallelujah. He is using all the them to come and to speak negative or do negative things to distract you. He will do even more. But I want you to have faith instead of his word. And the time he comes to attack you more is when you're about to win that. Win. When you're right about the line to win. When he doesn't want you to go into your next season and your next dimension, he will come. But when you have the word of God rooted in you and you stand on that word and you believe what God says, not only do you believe, you see, you got to read your Bible out. Take your scriptures and read it. You got to read it. When you read it, you are hearing the word of God that you are reading. Hallelujah. That's one of the things I do. I read the word out day, most of the time, and I read it out. I turn my phone off, and I read my scripture up because I got to hear it. Thank God by hearing. And the more I hear it, it gets embedded. The word is a seed. Hallelujah. And then I was telling you that he will use ungodly counsel of Psalm 1. Let's look at Psalm 1. Hallelujah. Who am I speaking to? I hope I'm not speaking just for me. Hallelujah. The thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. Let's look at what, hallelujah, and this is one of the scriptures that I love also, amen, in the name of Jesus. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor standeth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. God wants you to prosper. But if you sit, it's a blessing. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I told you, apart from him using those that are in the faith, he will use ungodly counsel. Sometimes you have a friend who don't even know Jesus giving you an advice. Look, I got his thing. Oh, despair. I think you better listen to me. They don't even listen to themselves. Don't listen to them. Listen to the word speaking to you. Because they are ungodly counsel. They don't know God. In fact, you're supposed to be speaking to them. You're supposed to be telling them about Jesus. You're supposed to be praying for their salvation. So don't listen to so how can they don't have the authority and the right to speak the word of God into you. They are what? Ungodly counsel. Ungodly counsel, those are the people of the world. Do not listen. Hallelujah to them. Listen to godly counsel. And the thing is, you need the spirit of discernment. Hallelujah. You need to know whether it's Satan speaking to your pastor, whether it's Satan speaking to your sister, whether it's Satan speaking to your child, Satan speaking to your prophet, Satan speaking to your apostle. You need to know. And then you rebuke. It's not the person. It's the spirit. You wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the powers. Hallelujah. It's the spirit. The spirit comes to influence. You come through those people to influence, speaking to those people to speak those words into your ears. Because Satan, if he can mess your belief system, he got you. Seed or doubt, he got you. Because when he stops letting it, because the person will bring that seed, that word to you, and you will stop thinking about it. And when you start thinking about it, and you wondering the seed of fear that it has placed, that word, that negative word, you wondering it because you become fearful. You're telling everybody about it. The more you tell people, oh, you know this prophet said, well, this person said to me, hold up, you are wondering that word. You wondering fear. You wondering it. Don't let that seed be planted. You rebuke it in the name of Jesus. He's giving you the power. He's giving you the authority in his mighty name. You walk by faith, my brothers and sisters, and not by sight. Faith cometh by hearing, and what? Hearing the word of God. What has God spoken to you? Hallelujah. Speak it out until you believe it. Read your scriptures. Read it out loud. Read it out loud. If you got to say it 20 times or 50 times, you say it a doubt is being rooted. If you got to say certain scriptures so many times, a doubt it can be planted deeply and rooted in you. That even when the storms of life come, even when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will not fear no evil, because it's rod and thy staff will comfort you. Do you hear what I say? Whose voice are you listening to, my brothers and sisters? Jesus. Are you listening to the voice of Almighty God? Can you discern his voice? Or are you listening to the voice of the enemy? Hallelujah. Be strong. Be encouraged. Meditate on the word. Study the word. Know his word. Walk by faith. And let's put on a garment of praise. Praise him. Lord, I praise you for the word that you spoken in my life. Your promises are yes and amen. Put on your garment of praise and take off that robe of heaviness. That's, take it off. Jesus said, he rebuked, he said, Satan, you look at Peter. Yeah, I rebuke you, Satan. Somebody got to look at the so-called men and women of God and say, look, men and women of God has come and spoken some stuff to me. I said, look, I respect you, but I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'm not receiving your word. What's wrong? I'm not receiving it. And some of them would get angry. Huh? I don't care what the devil told you to tell me. I am not receiving it. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it. Give your word, I release the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy every evil and negative word spoken in your life, spoken in my life. Any seed that has been planted, uproot it through the resurrection power. I see the blood of Jesus. Have faith, be strong. Pull in the counsel of Almighty God. Shall prevail. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. Hallelujah. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you this morning for this word you have released in our lives. I thank you, Lord, and you reminded us about your promises through your word and receive the word. Jesus, you came so that we may have life according to John 10b, part B, that we may have life and have life more abundantly. So, Father, we stand on your word. We and uproot every evil, negative word spoken against our life. Even if it's in their thoughts, we cast it. We use the fire of the Holy Ghost and destroy it. In the name of Jesus. Even when we're speaking to ourselves, if it's not in alignment with the word of God, we uproot it and destroy it. We only will listen and hear to the voice of Almighty God. Sharpen our gift of discernment, O God. Help us to walk. Hallelujah, by faith. Hallelujah. Let us only believe counsel of Almighty God. Oh God, your promises are yes and amen. You want to bring us to your expected, and your plan is to bring us to your expected end. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Hallelujah. Your plan towards us. Father, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, the thoughts of and not evil, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you, oh God, that every word you spoke in our lives, will surely come to pass. We have nothing to fear, because when you are with us, who shall we be afraid? The Lord is our light and salvation. Whom shall we be afraid? The Lord is the strength of our life. So we bind the spirit of fear and lose faith. And we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by what you say about us and not what men say about us. And so, Lord, we thank you this morning. We put on our garment of praise. We thank you for encouraging us, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. And in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let everyone say amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his holy name. He is worthy of praise. Hallelujah. God bless you.
They say these chains will never break.
doesn't